Somehow or other, I was my proposal for a paper on pilgrimage at New Rajadhan was accepted. It's going to be a conference on pilgrimage, international conference in Slovenia.
Amazing. University?
Yeah. Some university on the coast. Mm-hmm. And
who's doing I that thought, conference? Was it?
It's actually University of Iowa in the U.S.
Religions Department? Or?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's definitely, it's about religious pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. You know, they call it sacred journeys or something.
Interesting.
So I thought, New Rajadhan, your book, Nava Raja Mahima. Yes. It's, I don't think there's an 8+ volume tour pilgrimage guide book anywhere in the universe except, you know. So that's interesting.
The one that comes close is I'm thinking what the name of Narayan Bhatta Goswami's pilgrimage. That's like something like 3,000, 3,500
verses. The Vraja Bhakti Vilasa.
Vraja Bhakti Vilasa.
Right. 3,000 something.
So yeah, that's, I mean, it's really extensive.
Oh, okay.
Or 3,000 verses, 3,000 pages.
It's long, yeah. Huh, I wasn't aware of that. So, and then the theme of pilgrimage replication, I thought I can explore. Not just pilgrimage, but of course the place of pilgrimage replication. And of course New Rajadhan is not the only replication of Vrindavan. There's of course New Vrindavan, but there's others. I think Gauranga was saying there have been quite a few in India. But anyway, just the replication of Vrindavan. And then the fact that you have it in the West is interesting. And then the context of present-day conditions and, you know, things going on in the world, that sort of, that I think makes it interesting. So, and I was just wondering on some details because you do this pilgrimage, isn't it? Devotees go around, visit the Leelastanams, have kirtan, mm-hmm. katha, and so on. Mm-hmm. When did this start?
The only formal or scheduled one is what the college does. It's part of the curriculum. And they come and spend 5 days on parikrama. And that's part of their curriculum, just to sort of get into both Krishna Valley and also understand one of the 9 limbs of devotional service. Otherwise, we don't really have scheduled parikramas, at least not, we haven't had them for a while. That's because we really sort of stopped our summer camp. Mm. Summer camp has stopped. There's just so much going on, so many festivals going on. Mm. And so there's devotees, of course, residents are always going out to different places. It's sort of their places to get away from things. Mm-hmm. Then I take devotees, usually Budapest devotees, Sankirtan devotees, around, sometimes on 3-day, different parts, different places. A real full-on parikrama, as I'd envisaged, which takes time and goes through all the places, because there's 600 in the book, has never been done. They don't have time for it. It's just a farm. That's the difference. Yeah. That becomes the problem for the residents, is that this isn't like, okay, I'm going to Vrindavan, I've got nothing to do except go on parikrama. Got to make a living.
Yeah.
So for residents, it's like that. And then we have guest tours. Devotees from all over come. We give them tours. Right now, for instance, not right now, in April, there's about 40 Dubai devotees are coming for 3 days for parikrama. And it's like that.
So this the original thing done with the summer camp, when did that start and when did it stop? Should I ask Hare Krishna? Radha Krishna.
I don't know, maybe you can say it. I started doing, because I started the book about 15, 16 years ago. And the Hungarian last volume is just coming out.
Ah, okay.
15 years in the making.
Wow.
But it took me 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And English is okay, but Hungarian is. And so probably you could say that it went on for around 10 years, which meant that summer camp we always had right from the very beginning.
From like 2000?
From 93.
Oh.
93, 94, we had huge, huge big camp. Mm. In those days when devotees weren't so picky and they camped in tents. Now, no one stays in tents anymore. So as many guest accommodation as the village can hold, and the farm can hold, that's how many devotees stay. Before, we'd have 300-400 young people camping out all over the farm. it was all the way from then, so you could say it went on for 20 years. It went on for 20 years. But the parikram, formalized parikram, when I actually started mapping New Vrajadham, superimposing Braj on New Vrajadham, or vice versa, then that sort of started as, once I did that. That's what I started the book with. So I had that right from the very beginning of the book. And we would go around with devotees. So that started probably around 2005. 2000, mm-hmm. Something like that, 2000.
Okay, and the college, do they do an actual program, or it's more like tour and assorted other things?
No, they follow, they select, they can't go to all places. We have the 14 main places, which we have these larger pavilions,
yeah.
And around them are another, I don't know, 100, 120 easily accessible places which are going to be sort of marked out probably this year, next year.
Oh, so it's still in process.
Well, they're mapped. We know where they are on a map. All goes to Google. I did this whole thing with Google. It was phenomenal. I knew where every single tree on the farm was. Things have changed now because we planted so many trees. But I connected places to trees. It was very, very good. Phenomenal. But Google hasn't refreshed the picture of New Bridgetown for a few years.
You have to send another satellite over.
Put in my complaint. And so they select, they go to those places. The problem of demarking these places is similar to what goes on in Braj and Vrindavan. Vrindavan's turned into a really agricultural place, and you know, holy places are just lost. Lord Chaitanya had the Radhika and Shyamaka, who was just lost.
Yeah,
and they were just in the middle of some fields, paddy fields. So, same thing, you know, how are we going to put out different signposts and so on in the middle of a field? And then when it comes time for harvesting, they go around. How do people get there? Do they walk through the wheat and so on? So those are like 400 secondary places. The main places are sort of located in park area.
Yeah.
So that's easy.
Yeah. So your idea from the beginning with the book was specifically to connect it with New Rajadham as a kind of pilgrimage guide. That was your idea from the beginning?
It was, you know, when I studied, New Vrindavan was the model I studied. And you know, Srila Prabhupada specifically toward Kirtananda, seven hills, build a temple on each. Then he told them, now you can name the different places in Vrindavan and you can give names to your different places. So there was, you know, they had a Radhakund and they had so many things, Bahulavan. And in the seven articles of incorporation, then to create a place of pilgrimage. I can't remember the exact wording, but it could be construed that it wasn't just Mayapur and Vrindavan, but the places of pilgrimage also in the West. And in correspondence with Kirtan, it was clear Prabhupada, that was Prabhupada's intent. So that was there. That was something that I pushed for. Their Gaur Shakti's main emphasis was sustainability, which is, you know, really what life was all about. This is all luxury. And had I not been a GBC and a guru, it would have never happened. Because we plowed a lot of money into it, and that's still sort of going on. Beautification. Generally, people don't beautify farms.
Right. And speaking about sustainability, when money is coming in from all kinds of sources, is an interesting mix.
Well, that's a whole. Real sustainability, that's...
What is that?
When the war starts. Then it'll happen. Then we'll be sustainable.
You told me last time.
Yeah.
We will be 100% sustainable from one day to the next.
Yeah.
Who else do you think would be good to talk with about this whole thing of pilgrimage? If the college people are coming, who's doing that now?
Who's?
I mean, who is leading them when they come?
Maharan, Manjari.
Manjari. She's in Budapest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's usually available online. Yeah, she's the one who leads them around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sort of, I haven't really started on this yet, so I don't even know.
When is this happening?
I don't even know what I'm asking yet. The conference is end of June, and they want a draft of the paper, if we want it published, by the beginning of June. So I'm planning, I'm going to be going from India, because I'm not going to China this year. I decided to go to Ukraine for 10 days, and then from there I'm going to go to Hungary, so I can talk to people then.
You'll be there before me, that means you're going in March.
I'm going toward the end of March or beginning April.
Okay, I may be in Budapest, well I will be in Budapest by the 3rd. Manjari is the person who takes the school around. If you want to know, what's the dynamic of taking, and it's very interesting because these are not devotees.
Mm. Yeah, that's for me especially interesting.
So yeah,
how is that?
And they get blown away.
Really,
they do kirtan from place to place. Uh-huh. They hear about Krishna's pastimes. Mm-hmm. And they believe that this is where it's happening. I mean, they get carried away.
So it works.
It works. It works. Yashka, they're always so effusive. They get so ecstatic. Hmm. And, from day one, they're there for Mangalarti for the whole morning program. And all of a sudden, these people it really awakens. It awakens something within their hearts.
Something gets sparked.
Of course, it's, quality, dedicated time. They're just chanting and hearing. Bus all day long.
Intense program. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, so I'll talk with her. And maybe she can connect me to one or two or three of these people. Hear what they have.
Who've gone.
Who have gone.
She will. She will, because they're, 3-year courses, so they're there. I don't know which year goes, but they have usually 2 sessions. Mm-hmm. The other person is Rangini, who takes them around. Mm-hmm. And Maharani, Manjari is the person. Of course, Maharani is the person who knows everything. But you can see her. She's leaving also.
Okay. Oh, that's the candles that are
The water's more than the way.
Oh, that's an oil thing. Okay.
Thank you.
I think that's kind of...
Really?
That gets me started. As I said, I don't know what I... I don't know yet what I want to ask because I haven't gotten into it. I may kind of have to make two circles around, so to say. Get some idea from you, what you've said already. Talk with Manjari and whoever else there.
The mapping of the concept of making a prototype or a copy of Vrindavan
replica
was at least to the best of my knowledge was a very good example was Beer Hambir and Van Vishnupur. And there's a PhD thesis on that
in Hungary,
or at least a paper. No, it's in English. I did a lot of I used that as reference.
It's by this Bengali art history lady.
Oh, I can't remember. It's by I know it's the references in the book. It's very strong, very good, it's well done, and he did the very same thing.
Yeah, I visited there once.
Vanishapur.
Yeah. Yeah, there are these temples, these old Bengal-style brick, quite ornate temples. There are quite a number of them in that town, Vishnupur. Interesting place. We had a tour guide, some local guide. He didn't know anything more than what was in the tour guide book, which wasn't very much. But anyway.
Well, that was... Yeah. Human, and of course there were others. I can't. Jaipur was called Kanaka Vrindavan, and many Gupta Vrindavans, Katwa, not Katwa, but when we go beyond the Navadvip town is anyway. Happens to everybody.
Yeah, I think I may know.
So there's lots of Gupta Vrindavans, traditional Gupta Vrindavans.
Wasn't it that even Madurai in South India was named after Mathura?
Yeah. And I'm just reading somewhere there was another Vrindavan of the South. Not Madurai, but somewhere else. And Krishna Sundarva himself, it was hard getting info. There's tons of references from Prabhupada. There's tons of things from Srila Prabhupada on transforming a place to Vrindavan. All my temples are Vaikuntha.
You write extensively in your introduction about the whole notion of what the different dimensions of Vrindavan, and then
that was edited down. My editors wouldn't let me. The whole thing was 150
Keshav pages. Bharati.
They said you can't have 150-page introduction.
Instead, you got 125, or what?
Well, 75.
75. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Sometimes it got intense.
Do you have a digital copy of this Rajveer Hambir thesis?
a digital, well, yeah, I got it online, I found okay. it online.
If I just
but, search. For me to find it.
No, I know. But you don't.
Phenomenal amount of references in that book.
But you don't reference it in your Navaratra.
It's there.
You do?
It's there, yeah.
Okay, I'll find it there.
Definitely there.
Okay.
You got the ebook version?
I do.
Although, that doesn't search, does it?
I don't know.
I can't remember the exact name of it. Remapping.
Okay.
It was really, and it's not very long. So I remember it's only about 30 pages.
Oh. Doesn't sound like a doctoral thesis.
Another one was very interesting. Was a PhD thesis on Govindaji's 130-year trip from Vrindavan to Jaipur.
130?
Something like that.
I always thought it was 20 years or something.
I think it was a lot, at least according to this, it was a lot more than that. In some places, he was just there in years hanging out. And they would replicate Vrindavan for his pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he wanted to move on, then, yeah, I may have it wrong. It's happened. But it's a long note. It was more than that long.
Wow.
He wandered all over a big map. I just zigzag all
yeah,
over.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah. Radhanath Swami told us in Govardhan Eco Village a few weeks ago, I was there, and now they have Radha Madan Mohan there.
Yeah.
Have you been since they opened? Have you been there?
I was there, I don't know, 4 years ago.
Oh, so you haven't seen the new Radha Madan Mohan temple.
I don't want to. Huh? I'll get envious.
It's one-on-one. It's a replica with the sandstone from that same area. And it's quite mind-boggling. And the deity, they made friends with the head priest in Karali. And eventually they brought him to do the installation of the deity. Before that, they wanted to know the dimensions of the deity and asked, could we kind of measure? Mm-hmm. And he said, I'm sorry, that wouldn't be proper. You don't measure deities. But he said, I'll give you some of the old clothes and you can work it out from that. So he was very accommodating. And then he came and led the installation procedure. And Radhanath Swami told us that when it was all over, I think during the RT or just after the final RT, he said that this priest, he said there were tears in his eyes, and he said after 450 years, Radha Madan Mohan have now returned to Vrindavan. If it's fully it's like
yeah the artistic ability and the luxury of materials I can't do it
anymore. You can't take that.
Frost
frost destroys
finished. So the kind of materials you have to build from there. You've seen the little Yogamaya and Lord Shiva's temples. Those are made of solid stone.
Mm-hmm.
Just solid Hungarian stone, through and through. 3 years it took him to make it.
Mm.
Well, they're nothing, they're 1 square meter.
Yeah, yeah.
It took him 3 years. They made him, they misjudged all of a sudden, they had to make it over again.
Oh,
and yeah, no doubt, and that's why I say I get troubled when I see that all these things, and chi, by comparison.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But they just can't do it. There's no conception.
Yeah. I went last year to see Akshardham in Delhi. Have you been there?
No.
It's the Swami Narayan main center.
Pass by it on the motorway, you can see it.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's quite stunning.
Impressive.
In many ways. I went there, we got a full tour, and our guide explained that Pramukh Swami, the late Pramukh Swami, when they were beginning the project, asked them, what's the projected time it's going to take to do everything? And they said, 35 years. And he said, I want it done in 5 years. And for them, that was an order. You know, it was like when Prabhupada said 2 months, you know, this was an order.
Mm.
So the 1,000 stone mysteries from Gujarat were all sent back to Gujarat to find another 6,000 less skilled, you know, bring people that can be trained. So they came with ultimately 7,000 plus another 4,000. They had altogether 11,000. And they said it was all voluntary work. Now, I'm sure, you know, there was some kind of system so they could maintain their families, but 5 years, and it was done.
Let's hope we're there in 250 years. Yeah, my plan in Hungary, if we ever build it, I don't have a plan to build a temple anymore, it's not really a priority. I'm more concerned with developing things that relate to sustainability right now.
Yeah.
I would make a traditional Indian temple anymore. I wouldn't even try.
Mm.
Too expensive.
It'll just attract Indians.
Well, it's not that many to attract, not in Hungary anyway.
Don't worry, they'll come from England and South Africa.
They come.
And Dubai.
But I make something much more that's modern, Western style.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's more up their alley.
Mm-hmm.
And they could easily do that kind of thing. And that would be probably... Otherwise, you know, 5 months out of the year, people are running to get inside. They're not standing around to see what it looks like outside.
Yeah.
So half the year, half the value is gone. Yeah. Making something outside is just a matter of, okay, what's it look like inside?
Yeah.
And, it would be a big investment. I have ideas. You ever seen the Grand Palais, Petit Palais in Paris that they used for the World Fair at the turn of end of the 19th century. It was...
Maybe I've seen pictures.
Beautiful.
Mm.
And there was no electricity.
Mm.
Very, very beautiful.
How is it used now?
Hmm?
How is that building used now?
Exhibitions. Mm-hmm. Exhibition center. Beautiful. So, It's sort of a Greco stone facade with beautiful columns that very easily like radical imagery. And the tops, domes are glass. All glass domes.
Sounds good.
Just space.
Big space.
Forget about this runes and walls and things like that. And that's the thing, in the eco-village, you know, everyone stands outside for Mangalarti. It's not standing outside. You can stand outside. It's a whole different type of concept.
Yeah.
You got a tuk-tuk for it waiting for you, or a car?
Vaikuntha Nita is going to get me on his motorcycle. I'm going to go back to Kishore and his wife and go from there.
Okay, well, if you're... I'm there on the 3rd in Budapest, and I'll be there for 3 weeks before I go to the farm.
Okay.
So if you need any help.
Okay. Sounds good.